Hi, it's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today, our movie is Fahrenheit 451, adapted from Ray Bradbury's book from 1953. Now the movie is set in a dystopian society where books and most reading have been outlawed, and people just sort of drift through life watching TV and being numb to reality. Sound familiar? Yeah, it's heavy-handed, sure. The book has been interpreted in many ways, ranging from being critical of television and its viewers to being an attack on government censorship. But we're going to leave it up to you to make your own judgment about, you know, the meaning of the story. Now, the movie was directed by Francois Truffaut, and it was his first color movie and the only English-language film he directed. Now, reportedly, he wasn't too happy with the result or the job that he did in making the movie, but author Ray Bradbury thought the movie was okay, actually. Well, more about that in just a moment. Now, they made several interesting choices for the movie, including having the opening credits be read rather than shown, and having Julie Christie play two characters who are not connected yet look alike. You know, they're not identical cousins or anything like that. Now, the music for the movie was composed by Bernard Herrmann, who had a very long career covering both movies and TV, as well as radio. He did music for movies ranging from Citizen Kane to Taxi Driver, and he also did a whole bunch of movies by Alfred Hitchcock, and he wrote the original theme to The Twilight Zone. Yeah, there were two themes. You have to listen to the theme to the episodes from the first season to get that theme. Now, originally, this movie received mixed reviews when it was released, but it's now considered a classic. And we've gotten some good responses already to showing it. Now, the story was updated for HBO in 2018, but I haven't seen that version, so I really can't comment. Now, regarding Ray Bradbury's reaction, he particularly liked a couple of changes that were made for the movie, including one character who was killed off in the original book, who survives in the movie, and the movie's different ending from the book. He even incorporated those changes into a stage version of the story that he wrote. So if you're trying to get out of reading the original book by watching the movie, you know, if you're a student and this is on your summer reading list, don't try it. Go for the original. And one more thing. The print that we are using today is subtitled, but I really don't know what language it's subtitled into. If you recognize the language, please let us know. I mean, just out of curiosity. And just a reminder, you can access our list of movies and links to the movies thereof on our website. That's www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can post your comments or requests on Facebook or email them to me at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Oh, and the library is open, though we have to have limited capacity as far as how many people are in the building at any one time. And we have many, many shelves of actual books available for borrowing. Yeah, we're not going to be burning those anytime soon, I'll tell you that much. So, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from Universal in 1966, here's Fahrenheit 451. Hope you like it.